Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jeff Clifton. Jim Clifton is CEO of Gallup, the Gallup organization. Gallup.com, right, Jeff?
Yep.
And he's the author of The Coming Jobs War. I encourage you to find that book and read it. You will learn. And I think you'll even see you'll see yourself in Jim's book. Jim, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the unemployment situation. Jim, small out here on Main Street, we're planted in the ground. We're the small businesses are the real deal. If you want to watch in the marketplace as it should be, come to Main Street. If you want to watch people, if you want to watch old fashioned, what made America great capitalism. Main Street. If you want to see people doing well and reinvesting their profits and their success back in the economy and add anything they do, if you want to see that, if that's what you like about what America used to be, come to Main Street, Jim. It's not that what I just said is not happening on Wall Street.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. And also, that's where America's comeback has just got to happen. Nobody knows. But there's only 950 businesses in America that have 10,000 employees or more.
Mm-hmm.
So the public thinks, oh, there's Walmart and Costco and all that. Those great big employers, it drops off. It drops off real fast. So there's only 2 million active businesses. Only, just call it 1,000 of them, are big business.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got a full 2 million of them. But whether or not they come back. But here's the positive in all of this. By the way, one thing is that of all the countries in the world, you want to be holding this country's cards.
Mm-hmm.
The cards that we are dealt, you definitely don't want China's. You don't
want Europe. You want our currency. You want our debt. You want our assets.
I mean, yeah. And there's a whole bunch of it that needs fixed. I mean, future social nets and everything
mm-hmm.
else. But you know, the Chinese hit a wall. Their train hits a wall faster than ours. That's where they don't have enough workers to pay for the retired.
Right.
But the big point is that our economy is so slow, so stuck right now. We can take it. We need to have at least 1 or 2 years where we're at 4.2 or 4.3. We could get there just by selling more stuff to each other. I mean, if all of us in the small and mid-sized area and said, let's get out there, let's get some more customers, we could knock that back up. But to hit the numbers that we want to hit,
yep.
Small has got to figure out how they can export.
Well, but I'll tell you, Jim, I don't think I'm going to, where I'm going to not maybe not disagree with you, but I'm going to add a thing to this, to what you just said. I think the missing 1.5% that we need is coming from major corporations refusing to reinvest in the economy, growing their share price through by what you mentioned a minute ago, quantitative easing helped Wall Street grow their share prices, consolidation, reinvesting, managing and manipulating the cash they have in a way that undergirds their share price and raises it without adding value to the economy. Jim, I think that's where we're stuck more than anything. What do you think?
No, I don't think so. Now,
you don't think so?
Let me.
All right. Okay.
I call the Fortune 1000 are kind of the big old cows of the U.S. national herd. I think it's the calves that I worry about. We don't have enough new calves being born. There's an image kind of like, well, we're the great entrepreneurial country and all that. Entrepreneurism in this country is really declining.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, and you and your listeners are so good at these numbers, but 500,000 businesses start, 400,000 close for a net of 100,000 new calves for the herd.
Mm-hmm.
400 die, 500 start. Okay, 4 to 5 years ago, those two lines crossed like an X.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't merge toward each other. They mm-hmm. crossed like an X. So now we have 400,000 starting, 500,000 dying. So you see, the whole herd is getting smaller because the number of cows dying is bigger than the number
of
cows.
Jim, we need to come back and have I need to get you back real soon so we can – this is something we can talk about in detail, and I really want you to do that. I've run out of time today, but what you just said, that last thing you just said, this last little part, we need to get you back and have a conversation about that because that's a big deal. There's one piece of that pie that you're missing, and I'd like to discuss that with you when you come back. Will you do that?
Jim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Jim, for all you do. Jim Clifton, ladies and gentlemen, with Gallup. That's Gallup.com. Don't forget his book, The Coming Jobs War. I promise you, you'll like it. We'll have Jim back on again another day. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim Clifton joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.